It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkel and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 1065. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
Well, you heard the story of the hot rod race that fatal day when the Ford and the Mercury went out to play.
And welcome to The Car Doctor Show. This is The Car Doctor, Kevin Raywinkel, along with Tom Claxton. Any questions, give us a call or send us a text, 343-0106. Show is brought to you by UJ Chevrolet, serving Mobile since 1939, Alabama Pipe and Supply, and the Waterfront Restaurant.
A fabulous Waterfront Restaurant. Went over today and had a little partaking of the food and the vittles. Mm-hmm. It was just a little bit too cold to be out on that water.
Yeah, but, wait till tomorrow.
Oh yeah, I know. I got a jacket on now. Uh-huh. I walked out of the house tonight. I turned around, went back in. I said, "Oh, I'm gonna have a jacket."
I've been freezing all day long. I just can't stand the cold anymore.
Yeah. Well, you know, you just have to be blessed to be here. You know.
Yeah. That's for sure. But
you know what? We're coming on the air. This is a car show, car repair show. Call in if you got a problem. Well, I know some of people have. If you want to talk about something that did happen or whatever, okay. But I hadn't had a chance to talk to Kev about it yet. But all of this water that we got, I would be real careful about buying a car from anywhere unless it was off of a certified dealership lot.
Oh, yeah.
It would have to be on a lot somewhere, and I would want to know when it got on the lot. Yeah, how long y'all had it, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. If you got it the last couple of weeks or so, I don't think I want to mess with it if it's from Mobile area.
I mean, we had four of them show up today.
Oh, goodness.
That went a little bit of swimming, and you know, and we hadn't gotten into them yet, but, you know, there's, heck, just watching the news, you saw, you know, car after car.
Well, I saw hundreds of them. They'd one that got washed down in the swamp over off of Hallsville Road.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. I don't see how it got down there because all I could see was trees.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm going like, I wonder if there's any fenders or anything left on it because if the water was so strong that it washed it there. You know, it kind of banged it around and washed it like a piece of wood, you know,
you would
a
imagine,
debris or something.
You would imagine, because, you know, believe it or not, they don't just go where you point them. They get to floating for a while.
Yes.
Makes it way more important not to go through high water.
Right, yeah, so. Yeah, you know.
looks like we do have a caller online, though. Caller, you with us?
Yes, sir. Donut Man is here.
The Donut Man is back.
Last week I was having problems with my phone. I think Philip came over at the middle of the night and unplugged my phone.
The truth comes out.
I think that was him. Huh?
The truth comes out.
Yeah.
I'm going to send y'all the film and show y'all Philip climbing through the window.
He unhooked
my damn phone.
He stuck in the back window, didn't he?
Yeah, no, it went the back window. He came through the front in the day.
Oh, my Lord, he didn't care.
Hell, I'm going to see him. I'm blind. Hell, I don't know if it was Philip.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's got that old white hair like I got.
Yeah, but I don't know what color hay he got, but that's what they say. They say it was Philip.
There you go.
It was Philip. We know it. We're second in motion.
How's everybody doing?
We hanging in there.
That's good. I talked to Tom the other day when I called him and checked on him the other morning. He thought something was wrong.
Yeah.
It scared me when you called during the week, you know.
Mm-hmm.
No, what I think. I think Tom thought I was going to ask him to take me to Breathless in Mississippi.
Yeah.
You know what, brother? I would do it in a heartbeat.
I would do it too, Tom.
But you know what? You said you had a premonition about you just needed to call and see if I was okay.
That's right.
Do you know that I had that with like two of my friends this week?
Yeah.
And I'd be sitting there and watching TV, and I'm going like, I better call so-and-so.
Yeah.
And I called one of my buddies, and I said, he said, what's going on? You all right? I said, yeah, I'm all right. I said, I don't know. I just had a feeling I need to call and check on you.
Yeah.
He said, well, I'm fine. But he said, my wife is headed up to Ohio with my daughter and said, we got all that real bad weather, and it's hit her, and she's in somewhere there in Kentucky.
Okay.
And said that she had to go get a hotel or motel and get off of the highway. I said,
wow.
Well, you know, that ain't that funny. And she's in Kentucky.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I had a feeling that there was something wrong with my buddy or his family or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's, I don't know what you call that, but it could be a word from the Lord. I don't know. But I'll accept it.
Yeah.
And I'll do it again. I'll check on my friend if I feel like I need to check on him.
Well, the law will let you know who to call and who not to call.
Right, yeah.
He'll let you know. He'll let you know what day to call Philip and what day not to call him. He'll let you know.
Yeah.
And he told me don't ever call Philip.
well, we need to keep Philip in check. We need to check him.
Well, yeah. We're thinking about getting him a shorter chain.
Mm-hmm.
I think his chain is too long. He's wandering on us.
All righty.
Yeah. You doing all right, brother?
I'm blessed, brother. What car company in the United States put a steering wheel in the middle of their car? What car company was it and what year it was?
Ooh. In the middle of the car?
In the middle of the car.
Ooh, I don't think I ever saw one except back in the 1800s or whatever. When they had some converted buggies and horse and buggies back then. And they had
no, sir. No, sir.
I have no idea.
Uh-uh. Go ahead,
Bob. It was in the 1940s, and it was called Tucker Torpedo.
Oh, Lord. Okay. They put a headlight in the middle of the grill, too.
It was called Tucker Torpedo.
Yeah.
Right. And it had three headlights.
But I didn't mean, do you say a steering wheel in the middle?
In the middle of the car.
Yeah. Huh.
Like over across the water, you know, they drive on the left side.
Yep.
On the right side, yeah. But they put this steering wheel right in the middle of the car.
So two people could sit, a person could sit on each side of them, I guess.
Yeah, one can touch on one side and the other can touch on the other side.
Ooh, yeah. I don't know if I can handle that or not.
Yeah. It was in the 1940s, but I'm not for sure what year it was. It was in the 1940s.
Yeah.
It was called Tucker.
It was like 48 that they were building the Tuckers.
It was 48, Tucker right after
Torpedo.
The war.
Yeah.
Tucker Torpedo. Let Philip do some research on it. He'll see it.
Yeah, we're gonna have to check you on that one. I can't remember the steering wheel being in the center on that one, but I know the headlight was. They had a spare headlight right in the middle of it.
Yeah, check it. I'm gonna listen and check it. Say something about it.
All right. We got Brother Philip checking that out.
Yes, sir. I appreciate y'all. Thank you. I'm enjoying my show.
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
Yes, sir.
And bye-bye. I appreciate you checking on me, brother.
Yes, sir. You're more than welcome, sir. You deserve it.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Sometimes it's good to check the checker, you know?
Yeah, I hear you, brother.
All right, y'all. Appreciate y'all. I'm enjoying my show.
Thank you, sir.
Anyway, I do hope everybody made it through the rain we had yesterday. It was bad. There was a whole bunch of water come down yesterday. I know even out where I live, you know, driving in this morning, and the yards that have a lake in them.
Right.
You know, the whole yard was a lake, this morning.
Well, I saw on TV a while ago where we have already received 206% of our normal rain for the year.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty strong, ain't it?
Yeah, I think we're good.
Yeah.
For a little while, anyway.
But, I don't want it to not rain anymore for the rest of the year either, though.
Right. But, I wanted in our normal,
afternoon,
showers and stop there. But like I say, that was quite a bit of water at one time, and I know everybody, a lot of people downtown,
Right.
And,
yeah.
And in the Spring Hill area and that kind of stuff, they were Old Shell Road area at the overpass.
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah, you know that. But then also I was seeing like Dolphin Street at Florida.
Yep.
Had a lot of water. And I saw people or places that had water that doesn't normally get water.
Right. Right.
And I didn't realize in that land area there that it was that had that kind of a dip in it, let's say, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it is what it is, so.
Yep. It just
look out the insurance company.
Just reminds you how important it is to stay off the roads when it's like
it
that
is.
If you can.
It is.
Yeah. And be careful if you have to.
Ooh, yeah.
But it's time for us to take a break and let you hear from our sponsors, and we'll be back.
Look real tough. Got 8 cylinders, use them all. Got overdrive, never stalls. A 4-barrel car, but dual exhaust with 411 gears.
It's the Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
And welcome back to the Car Doc Show. This is Car Dr. Kevin Ramick along with Tom Claxton. If you have any questions, give us a call or send us a text, 343-0106. But, Philip, looks like we got somebody calling in now. Caller, you with us?
Hey there, guys. How y'all doing tonight?
All right.
What's up, Mr. Jarhead? You there?
Did you get your arc built?
Arc,
not fast enough. So.
I run out of nails.
Yeah. Well, ours just floated away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I hear you, brother.
Yep.
Man, yeah. I ain't seen no rain like that in a since Hurricane George's.
Yeah.
Back in the '90s.
I know, but you know, hey, listen to this. You talk about the arc. I saw a deal on the internet earlier today, and it says. You know, the smartest people in the world made the Titanic. And the stupidest people in the world made the Ark. How does that work?
I don't know. The
Ark lasted in the Titanic.
And the Titanic went to the bottom.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Maiden voyage. It didn't last long. So.
Well, you know, both of them had their one first cruise, but apparently, somebody up above was looking out for one of them.
There you go,
right,
brother.
Right, right.
Yeah, one of them had a protector over it.
Exactly.
So what's happening to you, Jarhead? You still in one piece?
Oh, yeah. I started my new job last week. I'm going back to work in the morning. I had to come out here and talk to you guys. And
cool.
But you know, it got hot all of a sudden, guys.
Uh oh.
And now, what are we looking at in the morning?
Everybody was
45 degrees.
Yeah. Everybody started putting up all their winter clothes. They got to go back and dig them back out tonight.
But, you know, it's like Mother Nature be throwing out temperatures like Powerball lottery numbers.
Don't you know? Yep. And none of us will go win on them either.
Woo, it's going to be, 45 in the morning? So, yep. You know.
So I'm seeing some places 44. So, anything below 68 or so, I'm going to stay in the house for a little while.
68, nothing. Hell. 75 for me.
All right. I forgot you wore them T-shirt dudes, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I ain't built for cold weather.
I know. What? Yeah, you ain't got enough. You ain't got enough fat on your bones, boy.
Well, that's what Regina keeps telling me, too. So,
yeah, you skinny, man.
You need to fatten up. I was like, why?
Yeah, I know, yeah. You ain't going to bounce well when you get older.
Well, you know, hell, I work in hot environments, so I don't need no extra insulation.
Well, if you're doing that, it wouldn't last long anyway. You'd think you was in a sauna.
But, you know, going back to this cold weather, guys, now, you know, everybody's probably done went and put their, you know, got their antifreeze in, got their new windshield wipers on, and, you know, getting their vehicles ready for summer weather.
Hope so.
But now, all of a sudden, we may wake up in the morning with frost on the window.
And yeah. I had to check today, make sure my heater works again.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, of course, yeah, we're just coming out of the cold weather, so everybody should be fine. You know, if you're going to, it's not like you de-winterize a car
right.
as such, you know. You know, so everybody should be fine. It's not like it's going to freeze. You know, we'll all be
right,
good.
Yeah.
It's just going to be annoying in the morning.
It's not like we had taken off our studded snow tires, you know.
Right.
Marcus going to have to put him a skull cap on to keep that head warm.
I know it, man.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, cover you up know. That polished dome he's got.
Yeah, he's wind-shaping over there.
I know it, man. He got some quick shine 99 on that dome.
But anyway, guys, not a whole lot to talk about tonight. Of course, the race this weekend, it was about the same as always.
Yep.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So we.
What?
I just wanted to check in with you guys and
let me
say
ask
hey.
You,
and
let me ask you a question. It looked like it was a big deal about. Bubba taking out Larson. Did you see that on TV?
I seen it on Facebook, but you know, I always think what's on Facebook is true. But you know,
well, you know, it's on the internet.
I did see a couple of little wrecks where Bubba Wallace took out Larson. I think twice. And like I said, this is totally on Facebook that he was suspended for next week. But
oh, really?
We'll see.
Well, I don't think that is. I hadn't seen that.
I seriously doubt that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, like I said, everything on Facebook is true.
Oh, of sure course. It is. Of I course. Know it is. I would bet on it. Heck yeah.
Yeah.
a dollar and a quarter.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, this new place that I'm working at is 2.6 million square feet of warehouse space.
Is it really that big? 2.6 million?
Oh, wow.
2.6 million.
How many containers can they get to the...
It's bigger than Mobile Airport.
Isn't that the truth? How many trucks and containers can they get to the sides of that building?
Well, they said that 30% of what comes in to the Mobile port comes to us.
Really?
30%.
Whoa,
of all those
y'all got,
containers
that
y'all
come got several thousand kids. People out there then.
Well, yeah, a little over 1,000 people working at that place right now. And let me tell you something. I took Regina out there and we pulled in to the parking lot and she looked and she went, "Oh, Lord."
Yes, I imagine.
Because I had showed her some pictures of it, and I told her, I said, pictures don't just do this place
right.
no justice.
Right. Yep, I can understand that. You know, I had a truck terminal in New Orleans that I ran down there, and I actually helped. I was there when we built it and moved from a 32-door to a 72-door terminal. We could get 72 tractors and trailers to the door, and I was the operations manager there. But I thought that was big. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we had...
How about 300-and-something doors, Tom?
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
But, you know, that being said now, well, I realize this is a car show, but I had a friend of mine that sent a Facebook Sunday and it said, or Saturday and says they are cutting the right-of-ways along the railroad track. In Satsuma. And I said, well, what is that for? And she said, well, they say that they're doubling the size of the port So they're going to be doubling the amount of trains that come into the Mobile area. And so they're having to make additional rail places, and, you know, to handle all that. But that being said, the facilities that you're talking about, we're going to see four, five, or six more of those built here, because they doubled the size of that port, and they built it. They've deepened the channel to 55 feet so they can bring those super tankers in here.
Mm-hmm.
With those all those containers on it. But I don't know, with the tariffs, that might slow some of that down.
It may.
But you know what? I also saw on TV this afternoon, 70 countries have already hollered, hey, let's talk about these tariffs. So we want to cut our tariffs if you'll cut yours.
Right.
Right. That's what he was after.
Exactly.
Well, the thing about it, though, Tom, is the place that I'm working right now, it's an import warehouse.
Totally.
And what we do, we take stuff that comes in from the port and send it to other distribution centers.
Right.
So, you know, there is a lot of stuff coming in and out of that warehouse.
Right.
I see so many Blackstone grills right now, it ain't even funny.
Well, that was one of the things I wanted to ask you about. When you hang on, and Kevin, go ahead and go to break. Hang on, when you come back, Jarhead, I want to ask you a question.
Yep.
Okay.
We're going to take a break and let you hear from our sponsors. We'll be back.
Why my daddy didn't spend a little time at home, instead of running around the country that away. Whoa, I'm looking at the world through a windshield.
It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
And welcome back to the Car Doctor Show. This is Car Doctor Kevin Raymond along with Tom Claxton. If you have any questions, give us a call or send us a text, 343-0106. But I think we still got Jarhead online with us.
Jarhead, my question to you is, I haven't heard specifically how that type of shipping. You know, I was in the trucking industry for quite a few years before I got involved in automobiles, but I was actually raised in it. My daddy was in it. But my understanding was, let's say, like you're talking about the Blackstone, we'll use that for example. Let's say you've got a container there, and it might have 5,000 units on it. And then, so when you y'all unload those or break them out, and then, 280 or 1,000 will go to this store or this distribution center, another 1,000 go here. Are you seeing just one brand on a container, or do you see two or three different brands?
No, with one particular container, you might see one particular thing, such as, like we were talking about Blackstone grills.
Right.
The next container might be window blinds, and the next one might be. I had one the other day that we had to got the guys to unload. It was 2,000 weed eaters.
Whoa!
And let me tell you something. They don't waste no space on these containers.
I bet they're packed. They're pushed in there tight.
They are stacked to the ceiling and from back to the front.
Well, you know, there's an ulterior motive for that. Being in the trucking industry, I'm well aware of it, and that is that you don't leave any open space. You don't load something halfway up, because then if for some reason or another that container or that trailer makes an erroneous move or something happens, that the load shifts in it, then you're not able to handle it.
That's just it, Tom. They pack them tight and they stack them on these ships. And if they go to rocking and rolling,
yeah,
this stuff ain't moving.
Well, you know, that being said, we used to haul a lot of the paper out of Mobile and from Scott and IP, and they would be in those big, humongous rolls. I mean, they would barely roll inside of a 13-foot six trailer, 40 feet long, and then you'd roll them right down the center of the trailer. Well, I mean, you had to build, I mean, it'd take nine trees worth of 2x4s and 4x4s in there to nail in those wooden floors and brace those. You couldn't load it on a steel floored trailer. You had to load it on a wooden floored trailer so that you could drive nails in it and put chalk in it all in there. Because, for example, if some idiot, when you're pulling that load, some idiot pulls up out in front of you and slows or stops, and you got to slam on the damn brakes. That load shifts in there. It's coming in that cab of that truck with you.
Exactly.
You know? And I actually had some drivers lost their lives up in Pennsylvania like that because they run off a road and hit an embankment. But then that broke all of the chalking loose in the trailer and the rolls of paper come in there on top of them, you know?
Well, you know, that's why they put that those big old steel grate in the back of the logging trucks.
Yeah.
So same
thing. They call them headache boards.
Yep.
Well, the other thing is, do you see that all that stuff is loose in those containers, or do we see it being loaded in another container and it's rolled in there and you just pull it out with a roll it out on rollers, or you activate it with a lift machine?
Well, some of it, depending on what size the stuff is, if it's something like we were talking about Blackstone grills, those are heavy. Anything heavy, they will go in there and grab them with a clamp truck.
Okay.
And pull them out, and that's why you see stuff damaged at Walmart.
Right, yeah.
But or anywhere other stores that they go in there and they grab them, they pull them off, and they sit them on a pallet.
Mm-hmm.
Smaller stuff, you might have somebody in there pulling it off by hand and stacking it on a pallet.
Right.
You pull it off, wrap it up. So
y'all wrap the pallets right there?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Gives me a little bit better idea. And I imagine some of our listeners out there have got a little bit better idea about how some of those big bulk warehouses work. I had, you know, the reason I asked that is I asked a guy one time that worked at one of those big warehouses down there. I said, well, how do they work that? He said, well, let me give you an example. He said, we get loads of dresses in containers at this, like, let's say for an example. And he said, we actually have a sewing room. I said, what the hell you need that for? He said, well, all those dresses will come in. And they're going to send 500 larges, 500 of size 14s, and 200 of size 12s and what have you. And I said, well, so, okay, I can understand that. You break them down in sizes and send them to different department stores. He said, yeah, but he said they got to sew into the label. Well, where are they going? I said, wait a damn minute. He said, oh, yeah. He says, they might get some going from Kohl's. You know, they send some to Kohl's, they send some to JCPenney's, you know, then they send some to whatever. And I said, well, they're all coming off the same truck, they're all the same stuff. He said, yeah, they just put different labels in them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
and that's what's happening to us. You know, it's such a cheap made product that they can sell it at Kohl's on these big fancy discounts and then take it to one of the upper end department stores and put a different label in it and sell it for a higher price. And that's what's the matter with our country. We're seeing that stuff come in like that, and they're just beating us to death with that cheap labor and slave labor or whatever, you know?
They might be paying these guys 25 cents an hour to load these containers, and they might be paying somebody over here $20 an hour to unload these containers.
Right.
But,
yeah.
So, you know, but I know, time's getting short, guys. I know y'all got.
Yeah, we're not fixing no damn cars now. We got to go.
Yeah.
But, hey, Tom, let me tell you, what we had talked about, I have a file folder for you that I'm going to bring to you about that other thing that we talked about.
I need it.
And that other company that we had talked about, that I still haven't heard anything from them. So you get back in touch with them guys at that AB company and tell them I'm still looking for them.
All right, I can do that. Give me a call when you know I'm available and I'm not on the show.
All right, well, maybe I'll come down there and catch up with you guys next week.
Well, I want to hear from you before then. Get off your butt.
All right, Tom. Y'all guys have a great night and enjoy the show. We'll see y'all later.
Semper Fi, brother.
Yes. Hoorah.
Hoorah.
Yeah. Hoorah. Got Kevin over here.
That's right.
We're gonna put a Marine Corps cover on him. He'd have made a fine Marine. Yeah. Badass Incorporated.
I know he couldn't get it out of his mouth. So
Badass Incorporated. Out, so.
But anyway. we can get back into talking about some cars, but
I got some questions about some cars.
Okay. Go ahead.
We're talking about the flood cars a while ago, and a lot of us are not aware, especially a lot of our drivers aren't aware, where some of these modules or these chips are located.
Right.
And I asked you on a break a while ago about, so a car only gets a foot and a half of water in it. It maybe doesn't go completely over the seat in the cars. So what kind of damage is it going to do there? There's nothing below that level, is it?
There's actually quite a bit of stuff down there.
Uh-oh.
You know, it's and it varies on the kind of car you have. But most of these cars have modules either in the floorboard and or, you know, under the seats.
Really?
Everything has, you know, seat modules for the memory seating, for the airbag in the seat, for the power memory seats, and that your airbag module is typically bolted to the floorboard of the car.
Damn. Okay. All right. That's an area that's extremely important that that gets in there, and if those things start to rust, it can cause some serious problems. I mean, it could go off by itself.
Right. Yeah, I mean, and that's one of the first things you see get water in it probably is the airbag module, and I'm not going to say it's the first thing, but it's one of the first.
One of the most important areas, I would think, because that can control your life.
Right. It's a very important safety item, but you have your body control modules sometimes will be mounted down there, which it'll be, just to name a few, that, you know, it may be the chassis control module or your entertainment amplifier module. There's so many things.
There's nothing there in the trunk area, though, is there?
There is some
what?
In the trunk.
What?
Yeah. So you don't really want water anywhere in your car.
Holy cow. Okay.
Me personally, if I get one that's been underwater any little bit, I'm going to be out there with a water hose filling it up so it makes sure it gets enough in it to where the insurance company pays for it.
Yeah.
But, you can dry them out and you can make them good. And we've fixed 100 of them easily. And,
but
it's, you know, it's a lot of work and you have to be very thorough about what you're doing, you know, to get them right.
That being said, could you eventually still have a problem with the deterioration? Maybe, from, you know, everything we've got down here's got some salt in it, you know,
from our
Gulf waters.
Yeah.
And even, so that's what's going to be detrimental, isn't it?
Yeah. And you get that quite a bit, in this area, even if it's just, window broken and rainwater gets in, if, you know, like this kind of system's not so bad. You get a tropical system that came through, you know, it's a whole bunch of salt water that's coming down out of the clouds. So,
okay.
You got to be really careful with that. But it sounds like it's time for us to take a break, and we'll let you hear from our sponsors, and we'll be back.
It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
Well, I'm chugging on down to Memphis. Cruising down to New Orleans.
And welcome back to The Car Doctor Show. This is Car Doctor Kevin Raywinkle along with Tom Claxton. Have any questions, give us a call or send us a text, 343-0106. But we were, of course, talking about cars that were going underwater and all that neat stuff. But I hope everybody listening, you know, avoided that problem.
I do, too. But, I hope nobody got hurt over it, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't think we lost any lives from what I've heard.
Hadn't heard, but, yeah. You know, I know there was quite a few vehicles and houses and that damaged, which is never a good thing. And, you know, like I say, I know we at least got three or four, you know, at the shop today, and that's just the first.
Oh yeah. That's the first wave. The first run. Yeah. You know, the first wave. There'll be more tomorrow.
There'll be more of those, I'm sure. And you know, we're not even the closest to where the worst part of the flooding in town
right.
was at, but
well, you know, Baldwin County's really catching it. I understand the Fish River, the Styx River hasn't even crested yet.
Oh yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And they're talking about 23, 24, 26 feet on those places over there. So those people are messed up. They done tore up a bunch of roads and all over there. So I don't think we've got as bad
yep.
of damage here as maybe they have in Baldwin County, but. Yeah, you know, and we're not trying to throw a scare factor out there, but we would just like to, you know, to inform you that be careful if you're buying a car the next 4, 5, 6 months, maybe even the next year. You need to, you know, check a Carfax, find out where the darn thing came from.
Right.
You know? And that makes
see if it had flood damage, you know. It's,
right, yeah.
Well, pretty much everybody has to have insurance now. Now, you don't necessarily have to have full coverage.
Right.
But a lot more people have, you know, at least comprehensive coverage that would cover something like that. so that's going to end up on a Carfax. So that makes it much more important to do a search.
Right, right.
You know, with a Carfax type deal where you can check and see what the history of the car
right,
is.
Right.
And if it says anything about flood, I'm out.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh yeah. Well, you know, and I worked the, you know, worked been in the industry over 50 years myself, and you have too. Mm-hmm. And I worked thousands of claims on water damages on the Gulf Coast near Katrina and all.
Yep.
And it you know, it was at the point where everything I looked at had water, and then I talked to a lot of the shops that had cars in there they thought could fix, and we were called in to, you know, representing the insurance company, going in and checking them, and they would find that they couldn't be repaired.
Right.
You know, and the thing that we found, and we still find some of, is people individually that maybe don't have the insurance and all. They'll go in and, as you say, they'll push some fresh water in there, and they'll upholstery cleaners and what have you, and vacuum it out, and put fans in it and dry the stuff out.
Yep.
Hey, I've helped some people who got some water in the floorboards and stuff do that, so I know it's done. You know,
right?
But what happens is, 6 months later, if there happens to be any salt in that water. Or, you know, somewhere 6, 8 months, that's when you're really going to have your problem.
Right. Yeah, my brother had a classic Mustang that he kept at his beach house in Navarre, had a storm roll through a few years ago, and he didn't, wasn't able to get the car out of there in time, so it sat there during the storm. Well, it got water up right around the bottom of the dash.
Yeah.
You know. Now, you could still climb in the car, crank it up.
Yep.
Drive it around.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. But insurance company offered to total it. My brother called me and asked me, and, you know, he wanted to keep the car,
yeah.
You know, of course. And I told him, asked him, of course, what they were offering
for
it and what he'd have to pay to buy it back and all that. But I just told him, I said, you know, the only way that you're going to get all that out of that car is to basically strip it to a bare body.
Sure, you got to.
Dip it.
Right.
And then go from there back up with all the paint and body work and all that.
You got to do a chemical dip on it to kill it, the corrosion factors of the salt.
Right, because in 6 months to a year or 2 years, it'd been a complete rust bucket.
I had two cars, you know, I lost – or I had flooded in Hurricane Betsy and had some salt water get in them. And I salvaged them because I had, you know, had my own shop and all there. So I salvaged them and drove them. But then within about a year and a half, 2 years, it looked like termites had got them.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So they just rusted everywhere. Now, mechanically, in those cars, we didn't have all electronics. It was like a 60 Chevrolet and a 62 Mercury Meteor.
Right.
And so they didn't have all that electronics.
Right.
But the bodies what just about fell off of the damn cars.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were eat up with the rust. Even though I pressure washed them, I used pressure washing and everything else, you know, at the truck line that I was running.
Right.
I had a big shop. I had all that. But anyway, I still lost them.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it makes it really hard to save the cars. Metal is way better protected now than what it was at that time.
To some degree, yes, but it don't beat that rust.
But,
that's
salt. It can still get there. So be very careful about what you got, which also, you know, goes back to please be careful about what you do when it's raining like that.
Yeah.
There's water over the road because, you know, of course, the worst thing can happen is you can lose your life going off in high water like that. But even just getting the car in the water and having that water get up in the car and that, it can be very detrimental down the road.
Well, some of these little Lego cars that they got now, I call them, and you know, they can't go through water that, say, my town car could go through because my town car weighs about 4,000 pounds.
Right.
And some of the Lego cars are, you know, just over 2,000.
Right.
So it's going to take less water pressure to wash them off the road.
Yeah. Well, and the air intake is in a different spot. You know, they're picking them up down low off of most of the smaller cars and some of the bigger stuff at this point. But they pick them up low on the grill. And so it doesn't take a whole lot of water for it to start sucking up into their air intake. And as soon as you do that, you know, you're going to drown the motor out. And if you get enough of it in there, you're probably going to do damage to the motor.
Yes.
Yeah. It's just not a good idea. You know, please be careful with that. You know, so it's just not worth it. Stay home.
Well, that's it. Stay out of the water.
Stay out of the water.
Please don't buy those cars.
Yeah.
Please don't.
Yeah, be careful what you buy, that's for sure.
Yep, because wire money is too hard to come by, guys.
Yep. But it sounds like it's time for us to get out of here tonight. I want to thank everybody for listening to the Car Doctor Show, and we'll be back next week. Mr. Smith had an Oldsmobile, baby blue, wire wheels. Took her home the day that she had.